Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
This is the Superhuman channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And because it's Casual Friday, that means I'm also in the studio with the lovely and talented. What's your name again?
Did you forget already?
No, I could never forget your name. Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We were off the air last week, and you said, boy, it feels so good to get behind the mic again, doesn't it?
I did say that a little while ago.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since we've done a show.
You know,
we went to the Arnold last weekend, so we did not do a Casual Friday.
Mm-hmm.
As many of you know, the Arnold Sports Festival is the largest sports festival of its type in the world. And it attracts athletes from all over the world in all different disciplines. Everybody thinks the Arnold's about bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more. There's figure skating. There's equestrian stuff. There's gymnastics.
There's fencing.
Fencing. There's ballet. I mean, not ballet, but the gymnastics.
They had dance teams.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's just amazing what they do up there.
It's amazing. And it also is amazing all the people that were there.
Yeah.
It was so crowded in that expo hall that on Saturday when we were in there.
I'm not a person who gets claustrophobic, mm-hmm. but I remember being in that crowd and not moving, and it was sweaty and stinky and not going anywhere. And we looked to the left and looked to the right, and it was like there was no way we could turn to get out of that huddle. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm getting anxious. I want to get out of here right now.
Mm-hmm. So we just had to go walk around the perimeter.
Yeah, actually, didn't we? At one point in time, we cut through someone's booth and went behind the curtains and found like a little.
And we saw Dr. Oz behind the curtain.
Yeah, there we go. We looked at Dr. Oz behind the curtain. We actually found a little like, what do you call that? Like a little artery
mm-hmm.
of pathway that was between the booths, and we just kind of walked all the way up that.
We did. But it was fun. We got to see, of course, all the people from Quest.
Yes, they were cool to hang out with.
They were, and we saw Jay Vollmer from Power Block.
Yes, yes.
And we saw Sean
Madeir from GLC.
GLC.
Yeah, and we actually put pictures up on our Facebook of visiting with them.
Mm-hmm. And I got to see Arnold.
That's right. You did get to see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I didn't get to shake his hand or anything, but I saw him from across the room.
Yeah. He kind of looks robotic, doesn't he?
He does. His hair was real disheveled. It looked like somebody needed to fix his hair.
He had that the flat head in the back, like he
like
just
he
got
just
out of
woken
bed.
Up.
Yeah. Probably did.
Uh-huh.
And you also, when we were getting our press credentials, you saw somebody who you really like.
I did. I was in the media room and I was getting ready to walk out, and here comes Mario Lopez.
Yeah, and I know you like him, right?
He's so cute.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody says, oh, he's so short, but he's not.
No, he's like 6 foot. He's tall.
Yeah, he was tall. I mean, I had heels on, and, you know, he was taller than
right.
I had anticipated.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. Wow, he's taller than I thought he would be.
Mm-hmm. And he was so handsome.
Yeah, he is. He's a good-looking guy, and he's ripped to shreds, too.
He is. And who did you see?
I was actually, we were getting ready to leave Ohio. It was Sunday. And I had gone downstairs to put some things in the car and was coming back to the elevator. And who was getting off the elevator? But John, what's his name?
John Voight.
Voight, John Voight.
Angelina Jolie's father.
Yes. And I'm sure he hates hearing that too. And so, you know, I looked at him and I was like, I know this guy. And he looked at me like he thought he knew me. And he smiled and I put my hand out. I says, I'm a huge fan. You know, and then as we were walking away, parting, I said, you know, by the way, you're much more handsome and the guy is really like he looks well kept, beautiful skin. His hands were soft. When I shook his hands,
uh-huh.
they were soft. I mean, his hands felt well taken care of, you know?
And you said he had a pretty teeth, a nice smile.
Beautiful teeth, bright. You know, his face was just radiant. I don't know if it's like he gets things done to his face, his skin or whatever, but he just looked like a celebrity.
And did he look like, did his skin look healthy?
Very healthy. Hmm. And then I asked a good friend of mine, Al Fasano, who is very politically involved, as you know. And I said, you know, I saw John Voight there. And he goes, well, that doesn't surprise me because he's a big ally of Arnold's. He said, you know, Voight is like one of the voices of reason in the conservative party. I said, are you kidding? I said, I didn't know that. He goes, oh, he's their go-to guy. I says, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
No. So but apparently he's very political.
But his daughter is very on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Yes. Yes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously. That's Angelina Jolie, who is, by the way, needs to take some lessons from her dad because she's withering away. She looks terrible.
Her arms, it looked like she had her muscles and her biceps on when she was on television.
They don't even look like biceps. They look like tendons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she looks terrible. I don't know what she's doing to herself, but it's not. Maybe she went vegan or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but she needs to start eating or something.
Does not. And when she stuck that little leg out of that dress, it was like a little kid's leg. It wasn't even appealing. It was like, oh, my God, look how skinny her leg is.
Yes.
Put that thing back. Looked like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies stuck her leg out. So, yeah, she needs some help. Anybody who's close to her, please force-feed her a grass-fed steak every 3 hours and get back to me on that.
Don't get the supermarket because it, hamburger. It could have pink sludge in it.
Slime. Pink slime,
We'll
talk
about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. We did not go to the after party.
No.
I know I said I was going to. But we ended up, we were so exhausted from walking around the event, meeting people and talking. We had planned on going to the after party, right?
We did. And also the drive up there was pretty treacherous with the tornadoes that were going on all around us.
Yes. I actually said to Ron and Tom at Quest, I felt like I was in the movie Hidalgo where the horse is running and the sandstorm is right on their heels rolling behind them, because every time we would listen to the news, it would be like, oh, the tornado is now passing through this. And we just went past that exit.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, these tornadoes are literally on our heels chasing us up to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So a 3 hour drive actually took a little over five.
Yes, it was not fun, but we got there safely.
But anyway, we did not make it to the after party. I'm sorry for those of you who expected me to be there. We did really intend to go, but it just was not in the cards that night.
Well, Carl was standing in front of the Quest booth talking to Ron and Tom, and somebody came by and heard him talking and said, "You must be Carl Lenore."
No. He said, "I listen to your show."
Oh, is that what he
said? And like an idiot, I go, "Really? My name is Carl. What's yours?" I'm like, "Wait a minute. He probably knows my name already." I felt like a real douche. And he said his name, and I don't remember. He said he lives up in Cincinnati. And then I said to him, because Elisa told me no one is going to know who I am up there. And I said, absolutely they're going to. Anybody who listens to the show is going to know. And so I looked at him. I said, "Do you know who this is?" And he looked at you and he said, "This must be Elisa."
Mm-hmm.
So we had other people who also recognized you once we were up there as well.
Mm-hmm. And we got to have dinner with one of our listeners, Danny Todd. Thank you, Danny.
Yes, Danny and his girlfriend Daintra, took us out to an early dinner on Saturday across street at Martini's, and we sat and we talked with them and visited with them. Great people.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A couple things I wanted to say about the Quest bars.
Please.
Quest is now shipping overseas, so they're shipping to the UK, to Canada, and also in Australia.
That's fantastic.
So if you guys out there didn't know that, you can now get Quest bars shipped to you.
That's cool. They really are fantastic bars. And we did taste some of the crappy bars while we were there, didn't we?
We tried a few. But some of those bars that they have out there, they're just like candy.
They are. And you know what? I'm very suspicious about how much sugar they have. As a matter of fact, one of the bar manufacturers, I said to them, so I hear a lot of times that bars don't live up to their label claims. Do you guys test your bars from time to time? And he kind of stammered and said, well, no, we don't test them, but I'm sure they're pretty close. And I'm thinking, really? Because I've heard some horror stories about bars having a lot more sugar and a lot less protein than they claim to be.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those, we tasted one that really did taste like a Hershey bar with rice chips in it, remember?
It did, that's right. I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
Also, Quest is now available in Vitamin Shops.
That's cool.
So I just went to the Quest website and the store locator and put in my zip code. And there is a vitamin shop here that carries the Quest bars now. So
that
if you have
so
a question,
cool.
just go to their website, type in your zip code at the store locator, and you'll find a vitamin shop near you.
Yes. And also, we need to update the Super Human Radio spot because Quest is no longer giving away two free bars.
They can't.
They just can't. They can't keep up with filling the orders and giving away free bars at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The popularity of the bar, and rightfully so, because it really is a whole food product.
Right.
The popularity of the bar has exploded. People are getting it. They're going, wow, this is nothing but almonds and whey protein powder and fiber. And this is just like me throwing a handful of almonds, shaking up a whey protein drink, and eating it. You know, this is convenience. This is whole food engineered for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar has just gone through the roof as far as popularity goes. They had people lined up in front of their booth the whole time we were there.
They sure did.
Yeah. So, yes, we are updating the spot, and it will be updated next week, but there are no more free bars. And I'm sorry, for those of you who'd never had a chance to try a Quest protein bar, you're going to have to buy one now. But I promise you, if you don't like it, send the uneaten portion to me. I will refund your money, and I will eat what you didn't eat. So there you go. So, okay, so what else are we talking about, Elisa? We actually have to take a break. Did we cover everything we wanted to cover during the first little segment here? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of great stories to talk about. I will be railing against the FDA today, so make sure you're prepared. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
She will never let your spirits down. Once you get her off the street, oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCellWellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most
most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, there was one thing that we forgot to talk about the Arnold.
There was?
Well, there were a lot of vendors there selling the same products. I mean, there was like 60 companies selling this fat burner and 70 companies selling this protein powder. But there were some standout vendors that were like, what are they doing here? Like, do they understand what this show is about?
It was kind of funny. We walked past and I looked up and I said, gutter helmet?
Yeah.
What is gutter helmet doing here? And what did you say?
I said some kid was behind me in the crowd and I says, well, you know, if you drink the water that it gathers off of your roof, it builds muscle. I said, so that's why they have gutter helmet. He looked at me, he goes, and he knew I was kidding. He was like, wow, okay.
And then also, none other than Subway. They were giving away sandwich.
Well, you have to remember, this was positioned to them as a fitness expo. And what they probably think of as a fitness expo is a bunch of idiots who don't understand nutrition. They don't understand this group here.
Right.
So they thought, oh, well, Jared got fit by eating Subway. We'll go Subway there. We'll bring a Subway there and show these people our aluminum infused bread and our luncheon meats that cause colon cancer. They'll love this stuff because it's all about fitness. Because Jared is fit.
Also, Michelob Light had a booth there, a beer booth.
I can actually understand that one because they're a low calorie, low carbohydrate beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a lot of people who have the low-carb lifestyle, and let's face it, everybody wants to, you know, get a buzz once in a blue moon. So maybe Michelob Ultra, out of those three, I mean, Gutter Helmet should never have been there. I think they showed up and went, wait a minute, this doesn't look like the Farm Machinery Expo. I don't see any farm machines here. I see a couple guys that look like they could be farm machines, but, and clearly, Subway thought they were going to slip their message in, but missed the boat with all the high protein stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Michelob Ultra may have belonged there because, you know, it's a low carb, low calorie beer and everybody wants to throw a beer down once in a while. And that's the one they go to.
Especially in that hot expo hall.
Yeah, there you go.
So are you going to rail against the FDA today?
Oh, the FDA, they have gotten my ire up again. They are just, you know, you can measure the FDA's activity on a day-to-day basis by the level of hypocrisy that is, it's so obvious that I look at these things and I go, is it just me or is everybody else reading this going, like the FDA needs to go to hell? They need a special hell just for the people at the FDA for them to go to. Someday.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA recently released a position on over-the-counter anti-aging creams coming into the country, which apparently contain traces of mercury.
Right.
Now, I am not for those anti-aging creams. They're supposed to bleach out the dark spots, like when people get liver spots, which is nothing more than AGEs, you know, cut back on your sugar and they'll go away over time.
Uh-huh.
But they use these creams to kind of get rid of those age spots.
Right.
And I'm not for creams that have mercury in them, period. But what I find ironic is that in 2009, hundreds of scholars and scientists marched up to the FDA and spoke out against amalgam fillings, which are laden with mercury and put in your mouth.
Right.
And the FDA sided with a handful of scientists who supported that amalgam is safe,
And why? Because the ADA owns a patent on amalgam, and the FDA is protecting the ADA's financial security. So they threw all the other scholars under the bus and said, now we're just going to say amalgam is safe. But then...
But except for in children and pregnant
women? Well, no. They didn't say it's not safe. They said amalgam fillings are safe. It is recommended that they not be used in pregnant women and children. Recommended. But if you're part of the people who end up with amalgam fillings quite often, the people on the lowest level of the socioeconomic scale or union members, and these are the people who end up with those silver fillings. And interesting that they call them silver or amalgam when they're really mercury. So the FDA comes out against the creams, rightfully so, that have trace amounts of mercury in them, but sit silent that people get mercury put in their mouths, or better yet,
vaccines.
Right.
In
or thimerosal in vaccines is 50% mercury by weight.
And it's
for these blatant hypocrisies that the FDA should be summarily shut down and everyone there not only fired, but never allowed to take a position in an industry where trust is one of the components of your job scope, because they are not trustworthy there at all. They are, these are the worst individuals in the world. The worst. I put them, I said this before and I get heat for saying it. I put them with the Nazis. I believe that as many people, if not more people, have had shortened lives, illnesses that they didn't need to have, or died prematurely because of FDA approved drugs and or services.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're disgusting. And this is an example. They come out against trace amounts in these creams, but they sit silent while people have mercury put in their mouth.
They clearly have an agenda.
Yeah, it's a money agenda. Mm-hmm. And here's the interesting thing. Here, we're gonna move on from this. The FDA's website has a mission statement. It says what we do. And you can read the whole thing sometime, but I just want to excerpt it. The FDA is responsible for protecting the public health by assuring the safety, efficacy, and security of human and veterinarian drugs, biological products, medical devices, our nation's food supply, cosmetics, and products that emit radiation. They have failed completely on that first sentence. They do not have the ability to gauge efficacy of drugs. They don't have the brain trust. They don't run this research. They just take whatever the pharmaceutical industry gives them and rubber stamp it. And they have failed to protect the people of this country from the damages of these drugs.
Oh, that's so clear.
So there you go. Right there, fail. I'm not even going to read the rest of it because the rest of it is just tripe. But they have failed as an organization. And just from that standpoint alone, we need some politicians up in Capitol Hill with some balls to shut them down once and for all.
Speaking of vaccines, I just wanted to mention there was a 14-year-old girl in Detroit.
Yes.
That the school nurse gave 4 shots to, and she had no approval from the parents to do so. As a matter of fact, the mother had signed a sheet saying that no medical treatment could be provided to her daughter without signed permission.
Right.
And they gave her 4 shots, vaccinations, one of which was the HPV.
Because they know better than the mother.
Exactly.
And this is examples of overreaching that is traditional in local and federal governments. They know better than us, so they're going to fix the problem.
I certainly hope that mother sues.
Now, under the FDA guidance, we're about to receive a new weight loss drug that has some really dangerous side effects, including potential for heart attack, right?
Yes. It's a pill made by Vivus, V-I-V-U-S, and
right.
It's called Qnexa, Q-N-E-X-A.
What a pretty harmless name. I think I'll take some Qnexa.
Well, in 2010, they submitted it for the first time to the FDA for approval, and it was rejected.
Right.
It causes the heart rate to rise, and it causes heart palpitations.
Right, okay. And also, there is some evidence that it could also cause heart attack. Okay.
Yes.
So now, naturally, the FDA turned it down the first time.
Yes.
Right. But
it got an overwhelming endorsement from the FDA panel of outside physicians who voted for it. 20-2 voted yes for it.
Yeah, outside physicians. That's code for these are
being
supporters.
Paid.
Yeah, who are being paid. These are people who have financial interests in doing what the pharmaceutical industry wants them to do. And keep in mind, the pharmaceutical industry is completely altruistic. They're not in it for the money. They're in it because they're trying to save those 75 plus million obese adults out there who can't stop eating.
Well, they're saying that we need a drug to treat obesity. Why do we need a drug?
Right. We don't need a drug. If the government would get out of our pantry and stop telling people to eat grains and corn and soy as the primary nutrients in their diet, obesity will go away. But the government isn't going to do that. So they're figuring, okay, so we're going to make people sick. Let's go ahead and see if we can help them be better. This isn't going to, this drug is going to prove to be dangerous. They're going to approve it. I'm going to make it a prediction. They're going to approve this drug. It's going to be out for a few years. A handful of people are going to die. A group of attorneys are going to go after class action suit. And then the FDA is going to make them withdraw the drug after numerous deaths. I mean, don't forget, Fen-Phen and the other stuff were FDA approved too. And look, they destroyed people's hearts.
It says the potential benefits of this medication seem to trump the side effects, but its truth will only tell with time.
Yes, so that means that those of you out there who can't figure out how to lose weight on your own will be the next group of guinea pigs.
The lab rats.
Yeah, you'll be the lab rats that'll develop heart disease and die from this drug.
Don't take it. Don't take it. Figure out a way to do it without drugs.
And don't trust the FDA just because they say something is safe. They know nothing. They don't care about you. They care about paying forward so that when they leave the FDA, they can get a high-paying job in a private sector company that they provided oversight to.
Mm-hmm.
This is you're part of their resume. Your life and death is part of their resume. That's all it is. In fact, I'm so pleased to say that Rush Limbaugh, yesterday I was on the air. People are texting me. Rush is talking about how statin drugs don't work.
Uh-huh.
And he had that Dr. Lundell on, apparently, who he's supposed to be on next week, actually, on this show.
You invited him on about a week ago,
right.
I think.
And you know, we've been talking about how the big statin lie for how long now on this show? And at first, I was really frustrated. I was like, sure, Rush talks about it. Everybody's going to listen. We talk about it here, and everybody's skeptical about it. But you know what? I got to applaud Rush because he's doing people a great service by at least causing people to think twice about getting on cholesterol meds, because cholesterol meds do not reduce the heart attack risk. If anything, they lead to other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from several studies that came out of Hawaii University that elderly adults above 70 years old with the highest cholesterol levels live the longest and are the most healthy and robust. So reducing cholesterol is a mistake. But the pharmaceutical industry, don't forget, the FDA says it works. This is an example of how the FDA cannot guarantee efficacy. Because had the FDA done their own research, they would have found out that statin drugs didn't work decades ago.
It says in this article that Dr. Lundell wrote that 25% of the population are on statin drugs.
That's a cash cow. Yeah, and don't forget, the big pharmaceutical companies aren't stupid. They saw this coming about 5 years ago. They started repositioning. They said, you know, the cat's out of the bag. People are still having heart attacks, even though they're on statin drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Oh, well, statin drugs may actually reduce inflammation. They're already getting in position to ride the crest of the inflammation wave now.
That's right. They are.
Yeah. I mean, this is a disgusting, insidious, it's just horrible. And the FDA allows them to rape and kill people in this country.
In this article, it says statistics from the American Heart Association show that 75 million Americans suffer from heart disease, 20 million have diabetes, and 57 million have pre-diabetes.
And all of that comes back to the current administration's adherence to the MyPlate and the previous administration's adherence to the food pyramid that promotes an agrarian diet high in starchy carbohydrates and sugars. This is where cholesterol goes wrong, folks. It's not saturated fat. Saturated fat is healthy. It's not even the cholesterol you take in your diet. It's the carbohydrates that are causing all these problems. But we have to eat those carbs because they're subsidized by the government. Government needs their investment back on corn.
You're going to love this, speaking about the MyPlate that you just said. There is a now, it's a, I cut this out of the newspaper. It's an article that talks about that you don't have to count your calories anymore. You can order plates that have pictures of flowers on them, and each flower's size, the biggest area is for vegetables, the next biggest is for carbs, and the smallest area is for your lean protein.
And the lean protein is like, it's like the size, I mean, I want to say it's probably about 2.5 inches around. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're talking about maybe a couple ounces of protein per meal.
At the most.
And if anything, buy those plates. Use the largest area for animal protein on natural diets like grass-fed beef mm-hmm. and chickens that live like chickens and eat worms and stuff. And then go for the vegetables. And then the part that they're saying should be for protein, that should be for healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't be eating any starchy carbs to any great degree. Maybe
sweet
potato and some wild rice here and there, but not the way the government wants. The government wants you to eat all the starchy stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that's where their money is invested. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back,
I want to talk about all of the companies that Monsanto owns.
Yes.
It's scary.
Well, I don't understand how Monsanto is not deemed a de facto monopoly in this country. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the Federal Trade Commission is waiting for unless they're on the take too. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not
not efficient, and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Alisa has produced an amazing show for this Monday.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Monday's show is completely produced by Alisa Profumo herself. She chose the guests. She chose the topics. During the first hour, we're going to be interviewing a guy who wrote a book called Rich Trainer, Poor Trainer that identifies how personal trainers can actually become wealthy doing what they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
During the second hour, we're going to have Christian Boving on, the most successful cover model, male cover model in the world. He's been on, I think I could be wrong about this, but I think that he's been on and in over 2,000 magazines in his career.
We saw him at the Arnold also.
Handsome guy.
Yes.
And Christian is going to tell people.
Right up there with Mario Lopez.
Yeah, I know. Christian is going to tell people how to become successful cover models. If you have that physique and you want to get out there and see if you can end up in magazines, Christian knows how to do it.
He's going to tell you how to market yourself.
So Monday's show is actually going to be kind of a 101 for anybody who is in the fitness industry or wants to be in the fitness industry, and you can thank Alisa Profumo for Monday's show. So there you go.
And I hear applause right now.
Yippee!
Also, we are answering some listener questions, which we'll do later on toward the end of the show.
Yeah. But before we go there, we have to talk about, we can't talk about the FDA without talking about their big supporter and their greatest asset on the commercial side, and that is Monsanto.
I'm looking at this list of companies that Monsanto owns.
Monsanto, honey.
I cannot believe all of the companies. I mean, Procter and Gamble.
You know what? We were driving home from Columbus and we saw the beautiful towers, and Alisa goes, there's Procter and Gamble. And I said, no, that's Procter and God, because that's what they're known in the industry. And she said, I think Monsanto owns them. And I said, if they own Procter and Gamble, we really need to look into how is it that Monsanto is not deemed a de facto monopoly? And then we looked at this list. Want to read some of these companies?
Yes, I'll just read some. Nature Valley, Kellogg's, Nabisco, Heinz, stay away from Heinz ketchup, Pillsbury, Betty Crocker, Aunt Jemima, Quaker, stay away from Quaker
General
Oats.
General Mills, I mean, my God, Bisquick.
Hungry Jack, Pepperidge Farms, Campbell's.
Even Mrs. Butterworth, she's so cute, too.
Kraft. Philip Morris, I mean, Hellman's, like the Hellman's mayonnaise, Frito-Lay, Pepsi, Keebler, Healthy Choice, Green Giant, Ragu Sauce, Ocean Spray, V8, Kool-Aid. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
I mean, it's shocking the number of companies. Coca-Cola.
Lipton.
Pepsi. They own, not only do they own Coke, but they own Pepsi, which means that isn't Pepsi somehow affiliated with Yum? Doesn't Yum? Oh, no. Okay.
No.
We did that once before.
You
but
did
anyway,
that once.
Even V8, Prego and Ragu pasta sauce.
Orville Redenbacher, of course, the popcorn.
Pringles, Pop Secret. Oh my God. The list goes on and on. You know what? There was a movie once that I watched years ago. I want to say it was called Idiocracy. And it was one of the, what are the two brothers that don't look alike, nothing alike? The blonde and the black.
Owen Wilson and
the other
brother.
The brother with the dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a movie called Idiocracy where.
Luke Wilson.
Where it was supposed to be the future.
Uh-huh.
People were stupid. The country was run by a guy because he was strong. Nothing grew anymore because they were told by the government that they needed to water the soil with the equivalent of what was like Mountain Dew, and they couldn't get anything to grow anymore. I mean, it was like, it really was a projection of what this world will become if we continue to be sold to the highest bidder. You know what? Monsanto is by far the most heinous company out there. They are destroying the food chain completely. There's no doubt about it. not just GMO, but everything else that they do with the additives and so on. And they are the closest ally of the FDA. They actually have liaisons between Monsanto and the FDA. What is Taylor? Didn't Taylor work for Monsanto and now he runs the FDA?
Yes, Michael Taylor.
I mean, this is disgusting. You can't even get away from Monsanto if you want to. They own everything. How is it that the FTC isn't looking at dismantling them?
It makes no sense to me.
And you know why I say they're a de facto monopoly? If and in one area for sure, in the area of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Because their corn aggressively pollinates non-genetically modified fields and turns them into genetically modified fields. So even if you have farmers who don't plant Monsanto corn by the end of the season, they have GMO ready Roundup corn.
And then Monsanto will sue that farmer for using their crops.
Right. And they are literally pervasively taking over the entire corn and maize industry. So they are a de facto monopoly. And what is this government waiting for? I mean, you made Bell break up, for crying out loud, because you felt they were controlling the telephone industry. Monsanto's controlling the food industry.
You were talking about, since we're talking about food right now, I wanted to just mention, Rachel Smith posted an article on Facebook about Seattle, Washington. They're getting ready to, well, they've already broken ground on a seven acre area of city land, which is going to be converted into an edible forest.
How cool is that?
Is that not the best?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs to take note of that. They're going to do a food forest, which is a gardening technique or land management system which mimics a woodland ecosystem. And they substitute trees with edible trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, nut trees, things like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to be food for...
Anybody can go in there and forage.
Yes, yes.
My only fear of that is that you're going to have people over foraging and not replanting, and they're going to... So somebody's going to crap on it. I hope they have a way to manage it so that people don't just crap all over it.
I'm sure they've thought about that.
Yeah.
So.
But it is very commendable that they're doing that. And needless to say, they also gave us Kurt Cobain. So I love Kurt Cobain. I just wish he was still around. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about something more interesting, Alisa. Tell me about pink slime. Didn't we rail against pink slime and they took it out?
Well, you wrote a blog. Wasn't that what was in your blog?
No. What I wrote a blog about was what chicken McNuggets look like. They look like pink saltwater taffy before they form them into the little nuggets.
Oh, okay.
And that's because they take everything, the bones, everything except the feathers, and grind it up into a paste before they make chicken McNuggets out of it. But pink slime is an additive, right?
Yes.
Isn't it a preservative in some way?
No, it's the
ammonium something.
Ammonium, but it also it's all of the carcass and everything all
that
ground
they, yeah,
up together
right,
that
right.
They can't use.
Right. The sinew and all the crap that people wouldn't buy if they knew that that's what they were buying.
Mm-hmm.
They turn it into a pink slime that actually enhances the color of meat. Like ground beef, but we got it. I believe we got pink slime out of a lot of commercial food sources. So where are they bringing it now? They're bringing it to the schools and feeding it to kids.
Yes, they're feeding it to kids. And also 70% of the supermarkets, the beef
ground
in your
beef.
Supermarket has the sludge in it.
You can bet. You know that tube of inexpensive ground beef that's usually private labeled by the supermarket? Like Kroger's has one. It looks like a giant sausage.
Uh-huh.
You can bet that cheap ground beef is loaded with this stuff.
Well, you know... Just buy from your farmer.
Yeah. Guess what? Farmers don't mix up pink slime. They don't have it. They just sell you real ground beef. And if you're buying grass-fed beef, you're going to be healthier for it. What about, can we move on? Or do you want
well,
to talk
the USDA is buying 7 million of this pink sludge to put into the school lunches.
7 million gallons? Pounds?
Pounds. 7
oh
million pounds.
God.
Did I not say pounds?
No, that's okay. So who's buying it?
The USDA.
So the USDA is buying 7 million pounds of pink slime, which is no good for you, and they're going to put it in children's school lunches.
Yes.
What a wonderful organization.
And don't you remember the story we told about the little girl who they made her eat the school lunch because her lunch was not healthy enough.
Yeah, but it didn't have enough, it wasn't balanced enough, right?
And so now she's going to be eating pink sludge.
Oh, my God. This is really disgusting.
And McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell are no longer putting this in their meat.
Because people didn't want to eat it.
Yes.
But kids are innocent, and they're silent, and they get the school lunch no matter what it is, and that's it. This is really, the USDA, you know what, there's an old saying, the last bastion of the scourge is hiding behind children. And the USDA is that scourge right now. Mm-hmm. That they're going to feed this stuff to kids. And a lot of time the kids who get the school lunches are kids who come from socioeconomically challenged families and have to depend on the school lunches. And they're the ones that are going to get poisoned. It's very, very sad. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We've got lots more stories. And towards the end of the show, we've got lots of questions to answer from listeners. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We shall be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
To who?
I can't do that with a straight face.
Come on, you're supposed to do it like Marilyn. You're supposed to go,
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
No. But not Mr. President. You're supposed to say, Happy birthday,
Oreo cookies.
There you go.
It's Oreo cookies' 100th birthday.
And it looks so good. The Oreo cookies look just like they did 100 years ago.
They've got the secret to the fountain of youth.
Yes, just eat Oreo cookies and you'll look like them. There you go.
Yes.
I think that I have to admit that as a child, I loved Oreo cookies with milk.
You know, I never liked them. I never really
liked
them.
Want to hear something gross? Everybody always unscrewed them and ate the sugar.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like the sugar. And in fact, if I unscrewed them, I would peel the sugar off. And then I would take the cookies themselves. I'd fill a glass of milk halfway up with milk, and I would drop just the cookies in and fill it up the other half. And let all that cookie absorb the milk. Then I would take a spoon and eat it like pudding.
Ooh, okay, so.
It was so good.
They were first baked in 1912, and more than 362 billion Oreo cookies have been consumed worldwide.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
That is a lot of Oreos.
So.
I like Oreo cookies. I mean, I haven't had one in probably a decade. I can't even remember the last time I had them, but I think they were good.
Kraft Foods makes them. I think they're owned by Monsanto.
Yeah.
So stay away from them. We also wanted to talk about 10 rules to eat safely for life.
Yeah, this was actually on Fox News. I'm impressed. I got to tell you something. With Rush Limbaugh coming out, you know, because you have to remember conservatives are anti-government, which I am. You know, I think that the government is way too far up our behinds.
Mm-hmm.
But Fox News had this article on it. I thought that was pretty impressive.
This was written by Dr. Mark Hyman, H-Y-M-A-N. Right. He listed 10 rules, and I thought they were interesting, which we probably, all of our audience probably already
know.
Already.
Yeah.
Right. All of the food in your kitchen should not come in a box, a package, or a can.
I love it.
If the food does have a label, make sure it has fewer than 5 ingredients on it.
I love that too. When I buy my cottage cheese, I buy Daisy cottage cheese because it's just a whole milk, skim milk, and culture, and a little salt, and that's it.
It says also beware of food that have health claim labels because they're usually bad for you. Think of sports beverages.
There you go. And, you know, that's the big rage right now. They say, oh, this contains omega-3, but it contains so little. That it doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I like
that. And diamond walnuts can't even say it.
Oh, yeah. Diamond walnuts can't say they're heart healthy. Never mind that. Whenever something says it's natural, beware.
Exactly.
I would add that to the statement. If something says natural, beware. Because guess what? Animal poop is natural. You don't want that in your food.
It always goes back to poopy.
I know. I'm sorry. I go there.
Okay. If it has sugar by any name, including organic cane juice, honey, agave, maple syrup, cane syrup, or molasses, then throw it out.
There you go.
And we were looking at something, and it had fructose sugar on it.
Right.
And that's just another name for high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, because once again, the FDA said, yeah, it's okay if you trick people. Go ahead. You don't have to call it high fructose corn syrup anymore. You can just call it fructose sugar.
Yes, to try and fool the public.
Yeah, so people, and no one wants high fructose corn syrup. But the FDA is going to allow the corn refiners to sell it to us under a different name. Shame on the FDA. I mean, my God, when are you guys going to die already?
Throw out any food with high fructose corn syrup in it. We all know that. Throw out any food with the word hydrogenated on the label.
Even if it says zero trans fats, because that's another thing the FDA allows people to do. As long as the trans fats are under a gram a serving, they can say zero trans fats. Now, what happens is manufacturers will cut their servings down to ridiculous sizes,
mm-hmm.
sizes that no one eats. Everybody eats a lot more than that. So there's still trans fat. If anything has the word hydrogenated before an oil, don't eat it. It has trans fats. I don't care if the FDA did allow that manufacturer to say zero trans fats. It's a lie.
Throw out any highly refined cooking oils such as corn or soy. Throw out any foods with ingredients you can't recognize or pronounce.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Throw out any foods with preservatives, additives, coloring or dyes, natural flavorings, or MSG. Throw out any food with artificial sweeteners, except for stevia.
Yeah, well, stevia is not artificial. Stevia is natural.
Natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it came from the earth or a farmer's field, not a food chemist's lab. It's safe to eat.
I like that.
I like that.
But there is a caveat there. Genetically modified comes from a field. You got to watch out for genetically modified foods. That I think that how old is that article? Do you know?
I can tell you in a second.
I think that that needs to be amended to include
March 8th, 2012.
Yeah, now he missed the boat on that one. He needed to speak out against GMO, and he would have had 100% on that. So we give him a 95. He did good.
He did. He did well.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive. And I like the, you know what? And these are messages that you cannot say often enough. We have to say these things over and over again until everybody gets
them. Well, at least it's hitting to the mainstream, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see what we're going to talk about now, Lisa. Harvard has come forth and said that fat is not the problem, and I started digging around because I seem to recall that this is not new from Harvard Medical School, and I found an article that dates all the way back to 2010 by a Dr. Walter Willett.
Really?
Yeah, chairman of the Department of Nutrition at Harvard School, who says fat is not the problem. The problem is sugary beverages, potatoes, white bread, pasta, white rice, sugary snacks. If you wipe all of those out, you wipe out all the problems.
He said that?
Yeah, in 2010. No one paid attention to him.
No, obviously no one paid attention.
No, because it wasn't part of the mission of big agriculture and the FDA. Mm-hmm. They don't want people to stop eating sugary beverages, sugary foods, corn syrup, corn. I mean, they need us to eat that stuff.
Yeah. Now, brown rice syrup also, which has arsenic in it, which Dr. Scourin talked about.
But you know what? Look, like Dr. Scourin said, there is arsenic in everything that grows out of the ground. That's not the problem. The problem is the synthetic arsenic, not the organic arsenic. The synthetic arsenic is coming from pesticides. Part of the problem is there is very little land designed for commercial agriculture that has not had pesticides sprayed on it in the past couple decades. And just because the organic certification process says it's organic doesn't mean that there's no pesticides in this stuff anymore. You got to remember, in order to be certified organic, it just has to have not been sprayed for 3 years. You're talking about 20 years of spraying soil with arsenic-laden pesticides. And then giving it a vacation of 3 years and going, okay, now this is organic now. No, it's not like that at all.
But we don't know. As consumers, we don't know.
Well, you do know if you buy from your farmer.
That's true.
If you buy from your farmer, you say to your farmer, how long have you had this land? You know, is this really organic? We've bought from farmers where we've said, is this organic? And they say, well, it's not really organic. We haven't used anything on it, but we don't know if the soil was remember
right. It was apples.
The girl said to us, well, you know, we haven't used any pesticides. We don't use any pesticides on our stuff, but I don't know if it's really considered organic because there may have been pesticides used on this soil. You want to have real organic, you have to find soil that's never been sprayed.
Good luck with that.
Well, it's under our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're losing homes in this country, we should just raise the homes that have been sent into foreclosure and just start planting on that ground there.
Well,
I mean it.
I wonder if the edible forest that the Seattle, Washington is going to plant, if they're going to use pesticides on that. It didn't say in the article. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do you remember last Casual Friday we were talking about over in the UK how the doctors are now prescribing exercise?
And we applauded them, yes.
Yeah, well, Fox News reported this also, that doctors are now giving patients exercise programs or prescribing exercise for their patients.
This is wonderful because once doctors start prescribing it, then the insurance companies are going to have to start paying for it. And insurance companies would be smart to pay for it because they'd have less claims. This is the one thing that insurance companies need to get with, really.
It says a government survey found nearly 33% of adults who saw a doctor in the previous year said that they were told to exercise, and that was up 23% from the previous year.
The problem is this. Doctors need to be educated on nutrition and exercise as part of the curriculum in the medical profession.
Yes.
And the reason is because if you walk into your doctor and you go, I have high blood pressure, your doctor doesn't say, well, do things to lower it. Your doctor goes, take this pill. People are good with specific directions. You say to somebody, you need to exercise more. There is a myriad of choices out there for exercise. Are they going to follow your direction? Chances are not.
Well, that's when a personal trainer comes in.
Yes. Doctors have to start writing prescriptions. They have to say, I am prescribing 3 days a week, 1 hour a day. You need to meet with this person, and they're going to train you.
Maybe more people, maybe more personal trainers should work in doctors' offices and help out.
Yes, that's right. Because the truth of the matter is, doctors are for sick care. But personal trainers and the smart, the right nutritionists are for healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors should not be considered healthcare.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's good. So they're starting to get the message here in the United States, which is very promising. Hopefully it'll keep, you know, growing.
Just one more thing I wanted to add to that. The American College of Sports Medicine took it a step further and said that these patients needed some behavioral counseling in addition to the exercise. And I think also that's what they were doing over in the UK, was prescribing exercise as well as counseling for their eating habits or whatever it may be.
But you know what the funny thing is? The only time you need counseling for eating habits is if you continue to tell people the right way to eat is the way the American Dietetic Association claims is healthy. If you tell people, hey, you know what? You don't need to modify the way you eat. I'm sorry. You don't need to modify your behavior. You just need to change the foods. You just need to start eating more animal protein from healthy animals that are on natural diets and more fat. Guess what? People don't overeat when they eat those kind of foods, because those are the foods that increase satiety. I'm sorry. And as a result, people are they embrace the new quote unquote diet. They're like, oh my God, I can't eat all the food I have to eat.
I'm a walking specimen of that.
But when you tell people, no, you need to eat vegetables and corn and just a tiny little piece of animal protein, they're hungry constantly.
Mm-hmm.
They're hungry, and they're gonna be. And sure, then they need Qnexa, and they need, you know, therapy, and they need counseling, and
they need
shock treatments.
Pills.
Yeah, sleep. You know what? Stop the nonsense. You know, stop it. Let people eat the foods that we know have imparted health for hundreds of years. The problem is trying to find meat that doesn't have pink slime in it anymore.
Unless you go to your farmer's market and get ground grass-fed beef.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to answer listener questions. Is that what we're going to do next? Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Carl and I are trying not to get the sitting disease. Yeah. So during the break, Carl gets up and does push-ups and squats, and I run to the ladies' room drinking my gallon of water a day.
Yeah, you're really doing good.
I'm sticking with it. That's a plus.
You're working very hard, and your body has changed dramatically. It's just amazing to me. I said, you know what? I'm going to say this, and maybe it's crass, but you really do have the butt of a 25-year-old. I was watching you do those. You were doing a move this morning at the gym. Where you had a medicine ball in your hand,
mm-hmm.
and you would start out standing up with the medicine ball in front of you. You would squat down, hit with your butt on the floor, roll back, and almost do what looked like a kind of a crunch, then roll back forward, stand up, do a plyometric jump up in the air, and then when you hit the ground, throw the ball down on the ground like with all the force. And you were doing those in repetition, right?
It's called a medicine ball roll back with a slam. And it does include plyometrics because you're doing a plyometric jump with a squat.
Right.
You come from the jump into the squat, then you roll back and come back up and slam the medicine ball down. Yes, I was doing those with several repetitions, and it really was burning my quads.
Well, sure, because when you do plyometrics, the magic in plyometrics is that you have a loaded recoil. Uh-huh. So your muscles are flexing. And they're completely contracted, and then you come down hard on them, forcing them to stretch. And that's the same thing. If anybody's ever run down a hill, the next day your quads are just on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. That's kind of like a plyometric move as well.
It's interesting, too, because tomorrow is leg day, and my legs are like, they're shot from what I'm doing a combination right now of almost full body workout. It's pretty interesting, my workouts that I'm doing.
Yeah, you're working very hard. We've got listener questions to answer.
Yes, we do.
So let's go ahead and get started. You want to read them and then we'll
talk
about them? Okay.
Okay, this is one from Samir Banga, B-A-N-G-A. I hope I'm not mispronouncing, but actually I think he lives in Australia.
Okay.
And we answered this once before, but he didn't get it, so we're going to re-answer this.
Okay.
It's about protein fast. He knows you've spoken of it before, but by protein fast, he means abstaining completely from protein
for a
few days.
Of time.
Yes.
Right.
How does this work, and do you know where he can get information?
The Bulgarians were the first ones to experiment with this, and I think I talked about this when I first answered this question. And you can probably just Google protein fast. I would also try to see if you can get an old copy of Big Beyond Belief, because I believe it was in there too, again from the Bulgarians. But you can fast for 1 or 2 days from protein, and you should avoid turning to starchy carbs. I would make my diet predominantly fat.
What's the purpose of doing that?
Well, there's a couple things that happen. First of all, it is thought that by forcing the body into this period of time where it doesn't have enough protein coming in makes it more thrifty with recycling amino acid pools. Number two, it's fairly well understood now that Ultra-high protein diets stimulate the production of enzymes that are designed to break down amino acids. And when there's no protein in the gut for those enzymes to work on, they may actually start working on muscle. So you may end up with a net node change in muscle growth if you're eating too high of protein. So the theory is by going on protein fast, you downregulate these scavenging or catabolic enzymes from going after muscles, and hence a more efficient recycling of amino acid pools. And then the third thing it's supposed to do is when the body does get protein, because it's been in this quasi protein famine phase, it goes, holy mackerel, we need to really ramp up protein synthesis because we may not have more protein, you know, coming. So let's go ahead and repair what we need to repair with what we have. And this is the theory behind it. I don't think you have to fast for more than 24 hours to elicit this response. If we know anything about fasting in general, we know that fasting for up to 24 hours increases insulin sensitivity dramatically, again, for the same thrifty approach. So I have to believe that fasting from protein for as little as 24 hours would probably have some effect on the protein synthetic response when you then reintroduce protein into the diet. So that's really the basis of it. And you can do it periodically and try it for yourself.
And see how it works for you personally. Yeah. Okay, this one is from John Annunziata.
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 Another Italian brother.
On a recent show, Rob Regish suggested using waxy maize as a fast-digesting carb source without raising insulin levels. I think the source of waxy maize may be GMO corn, don't you?
Probably so. I can't imagine that the people who are making waxy maize are searching for non-genetically modified corn. They're probably buying waxy maize as a commodity item from corn refiners, period, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but that doesn't mean that genetically modified corn is affecting the waxy maize. I'm not really the best person to answer this question, but we probably can get this question answered on an upcoming show. When they genetically modify corn, they actually shoot a protein into it. And the protein that they shoot into it is what causes it to be resistant to the Roundup pesticide herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
With that being said, waxy maize is a sugar.
Right.
And I would be more concerned about the industrial solvents they use to get the sugars out of the corn than I would about the remnants of this rogue protein ending up in the waxy maize.
Okay.
So anytime they take soy or corn and they want to extract one thing out of it, short of like oils where they do expeller press, where they just basically press it until all the oil runs out of it, they usually have to use agents and active and things that will a bond to that and pull it out. And a lot of times those are industrial solvents, and those industrial solvents quite often linger in the final product, as we've seen in baby formulas.
Mm-hmm.
I would venture to say, in my humble opinion, yes, it's coming from genetically modified corn. Is that causing something in the waxy maize that you should be concerned about? The jury is out on that one. But I would want to know how they even get the waxy maize out of the corn in the first place. I would want to make sure that they're not using any type of well-known carcinogenic industrial solvents like they do with soy and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, so the next one, I'm not sure if I can say his name on the air.
Is it Yao?
Yes.
Yao Walden Han.
Okay. Yeah. He wanted to get your take on HGH, human growth hormone,
right,
and TRT, testosterone replacement treatment. He is 41, getting ready to turn 42. He wants to know if it's something he should consider. He doesn't want to abuse it. He just wants to have a good quality of life.
Right. Yeah. And absolutely, you should look at both of these, not just one. You should go to a doctor who you can trust their opinion, somebody who is well-versed in interventive endocrinology. This is not necessarily an endocrinologist either. And you should talk to them about both of these. What I will say is that chances are the doctor you talk to will not want to give you growth hormone. because none of them use the right type of test. Everybody that tests for growth hormone doesn't test growth hormone. They call it a growth hormone test, but all they test is IGF-1. IGF-1 will rise after drinking a half gallon of milk, and that doesn't increase growth hormone. So the only real way to test for growth hormone is to do a 24-hour urine collection and test for the metabolites of growth hormone accumulating in the urine. No doctor is willing to do this. That's the only right way to test. And subsequently, they'll test your IGF-1 levels, and your IGF-1 levels, depending on what you've been eating for the past couple of days, will be in the normal range, and they'll say you don't need growth hormone. And that's complete balderdash, because that's why they have a growth hormone to IGF-1 ratio, because growth hormone and IGF-1 occur independently of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you should look into growth hormone, and you should look into HRT, not TRT, because we understand that men are more complicated than just replacing testosterone. Men generally need testosterone, at least pregnenolone, and maybe even some DHEA.
And the DHEA will convert to?
A variety of things, but it'll convert to DHT, it'll convert to some estrogens, and so on.
And the pregnenolone
will convert to progesterone, which is really critical for men when they get on hormone replacement therapy, because when you increase testosterone levels but don't have a regulation of progesterone, which progesterone slows down when you increase testosterone levels after about the first year of being on testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that's when the male pattern baldness comes in. Progesterone will keep DHT levels in harmony. Progesterone actually reduces 5-alpha reductase, so it reduces the DHT conversion from testosterone. So what ends happening is when men are on testosterone for a year, their natural progesterone starts to drop. They start to develop male pattern baldness, back knee, and so on and so forth. And they think, wow, you know, then they want to put them on finasteride. No, mistake. Just keep your progesterone levels in the right place. And the best way to do that is not to take progesterone, but to take pregnenolone and let your body regulate how much it wants to convert to progesterone.
Is he in Hong Kong?
He was at one time. I think Yao did move to Hong Kong at one point in time. He was in New York. When I spoke to him last a couple of years ago, he was still in New York, I believe.
And I asked that because I was just wondering if he could maybe send some blood work to Dr. Chrysler.
I don't know. You're talking about intercontinental medicine now, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got to believe that there's probably doctors there that he could get in Hong Kong, or maybe fly someplace like Singapore or something like that and see. But yes, 1 to 2 IUs a day, 5 days a week of growth hormone and HRT, not TRT, some balanced hormones are critical as you start to round this age of 40 so that your body continues to get the message that you're thriving and not dying.
Okay.
All
right. So the next one is from a woman, Carla Yvette Espinoza.
Okay.
She says that she's been on living the paleo lifestyle for about 2 years, and she's lost 35 pounds slowly but surely, and now she's stuck. She wants to lose another 10 or 15 pounds, but it's literally become impossible. She's been told that she's not eating enough, and that's why her body is not releasing the fat. She's a mom of 3, and most of her fat is in her belly. And now she wants to get some help, and she was going to try a fat-burning aid and wanted to know what you recommended. She's sensitive to caffeine.
I want you to answer this.
Well, first of all, I would say that she's probably not eating enough because
right.
I had that issue.
Most women do.
Are you okay? And then also, I would say that the fat-burning aid, I don't know about doing that. I do know that the H-Force patches, they're great. They really work, and there's no side effects as far as the stimulant. You don't feel
no
stimulant in them whatsoever. So I don't know if money is an object, but
they're pretty reasonably priced, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be an option for you, Carla, is the patches. Also, what about doing some carb rotation, like doing high carb days?
Well, and that goes with eating more.
Right.
See, the problem that most women run into is they believe, because the mainstream media and doctors and dietitians have told them, that if you want to lose weight, you have to reduce your calories.
Uh-huh.
But that's a lie. In fact, if you want to get fat, reduce your calories.
Right.
Because what happens is, the body can't save carbohydrates. The body can't save protein. The body can only save fat. When you're not eating enough, the message to the body is we're going to starve.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when you're going to starve? You start saving
Holding
the only
on
thing
to
that you
everything,
can.
Right. Like a sponge.
See, you got to remember, self-actualization is nothing. We are no different than the single-cell amoeba. We have one job, to survive long enough to procreate. That's it. So the body is very, very protective in that survival mechanism. The goal is to survive. It doesn't care if your ass is big, your gut hangs out over your pants. As long as you're surviving, it's doing its job. So what you have to understand is that if you want to lose weight, if you want to lose body fat, not just weight, because don't forget, the medical orthodoxy ignores the importance of muscle.
Of muscle, yes.
Muscle is metabolic currency. It's the only thing that keeps you from developing diabetes and heart disease is muscle. We even know now through exercise you can lengthen telomeres and turn back all the damaging properties of aging. But okay.
So, Carla, I hope you are exercising.
And I'm sure she is. Uh-huh. I'm sure she is. But she's probably not eating enough, because most women are guilty of this, and the fact that she points this out tells me that she already knows it. She needs.
I was guilty of that.
You can't even eat all your calories every day, can you?
No. And what do you think about doing about Carla doing carb rotation?
I wouldn't start doing carb rotation yet.
Okay.
I think that Carla is not eating enough.
Okay.
So the first thing I would do with Carla is this: I would say you need to make sure that you eat every 3 hours, starting from the moment you wake up in the morning until about an hour or two before bed. I wouldn't eat right before bed if you can help it. Okay? But you need to start eating every 3 hours, and you need to make that meal at least 45% protein, around 30 or 40% of
30%
good
fat.
Carbohydrates.
I was going to say 30% fat and 25% carbs.
Well, you could do that as well. That's a good place to start as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I would get my eating every 3 hours down, and I would try to hit that 1,500 calorie mark. You won't be able to, especially if you're eating high protein, high fat. Try to eat that every 3 hour mechanism for 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, you're going to see, oh my God, I just dropped a few pounds without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can start, after you're doing that for a couple more weeks, then you may hit a snag, and then you can start doing a high carb day here and there, and a couple low carb days, and a moderate carb day, and you can start carb cycling. But I wouldn't go there first. I would start increasing my calories so that your body goes, you know what? For the past couple of weeks, we've gotten a lot of food. I don't think we need to save this fat anymore. Let's go ahead and get rid of it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the magic is. And women are the most guilty of this, because women are always afraid to eat. You, how many times did you say, I'm just not going to eat anymore. I can't lose any weight. I'm just not going to eat. Now you're eating. You can't even eat all your calories, and you're losing weight.
The first 3 weeks, I lost 6 pounds of body fat.
But you also gained
2 pounds of muscle.
I know.
Yes.
So think about that. Those 2 pounds of muscle you gained, they burn another 100 calories a day.
I did that in 3 weeks.
I know.
That's amazing to me.
Right. And you fell short. Every day you would say to me, I didn't eat enough calories today. I was supposed to eat another 120 calories. I was supposed to eat another 200 calories.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
And, you know, I know we know that calories really – calories are just a way to measure things.
Uh-huh.
It's not about the calories. It's what makes up the calories.
What makes up the calories. Right. So I think that's a good plan for Carla.
Yeah, I would do that first for 2 weeks. I would eat more, Carla, but eat more of the right foods, the paleo foods, grass-fed beef and salmon and vegetables and coconut oil. Gobble up coconut oil. It's
avocados.
Fantastic. Avocados.
I love
all
avocados,
that stuff.
Yeah.
And try to
olive oil, yeah. And let us know how you do with that. Okay, so we have another question.
Okay, I was blowing my nose, sorry.
It's a little distracting trying to talk while you blow your nose.
I know.
James Godin, G-O-D-I-N.
Okay.
Godin.
Okay.
Okay, he wanted to tell you that he finally got around to trying the Craze for the first time, and it's by far the best nitric oxide booster he's ever taken. Awesome pump. He's just might throw out the rest of his other products.
I got to tell you something. Craze, the magic in Craze is not the pump, in my opinion. The magic in Craze is the nootropic effects. I think the pump is a result of training so much harder and being more focused.
Uh-huh.
I actually use Craze on days where I come to the studio and I didn't sleep good, but I need to be on for a guest. I take a little bit of Craze and I'm like, the questions are just, it's like the synapses in my brain are just firing. I think Craze is fantastic stuff, but the real magic in Craze is not so much that it's a nitric oxide booster. In fact, I'm not even sure if it has any arginine in it or any nitric oxide boosting components, which I'll check out and make sure. But the real magic in Craze is the fact that it causes such intense focus that when you're training, nothing is distracting you. You're just focused on moving the weight and nothing else. And that's where the real magic in Craze. I think Craze by far is one of the best supplements I've seen come out in a decade easily.
This is also from James. He said he was channel surfing and he just happened to see the Oz, so he stopped and watched it.
Right.
And he gave his apologies for that.
Ahead of time, yeah.
But Dr. Oz was talking about the benefits of chia seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know if there was any truth to the benefits of chia seeds, and did Dr. Oz actually talk about something that might be helpful?
Yes, Dr. Oz talks about lots of things that are helpful. That's not his problem. And yes, chia is a high fiber component, and I've actually played around with it, but it's just I don't have any reason to use it. I mean, I get a lot of fiber from elsewhere, but yeah, chia is supposed to be very good, and yes, he probably did get something right. And he gets things right all the time. There's an old saying, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Think about that. And I think that Dr. Oz does get some things right because he's influenced by other people who are feeding him information. But what he gets wrong is the oversimplification of science to try to turn things into fun game shows, and people miss the real message. That's where his problem is.
Okay, so this one is from Stephen Smith. He says that he's well-versed in nutrition and physical culture. He's transformed his body in several different ways via intentional experimentation. He's interested in getting into the supplement industry and not necessarily for building muscle or fat loss supplements. He doesn't know where to begin, and he wanted to know if you or any of your guests could give him any tips.
Well, perhaps Elisa will add this to her new 101 series, like we're doing on Monday for those who want to be in the fitness industry or mm-hmm. in the fitness industry and want to increase their profitability. Maybe you can find a guest to come on and talk about how to launch a new supplement.
Or work for someone in the supplement industry.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he wants to do. I think okay. He wants to launch a supplement. But, you know, but okay, either one of those. How to work for someone in the supplement industry or how to launch your own supplements.
Okay.
And I think I got to tell you where I think it all starts, personally.
Where?
I think it starts with your own pursuit. You find you need something, and the industry doesn't provide it already. So you start – like I did this with FloGel Ultra and N-acetyl-D-glucosamine, D-glucuronic acid, and rendered gingerol from ginger. And I turned it into a cream and used to rub it on my knees when I was squatting heavy, and it actually made the pain go away. Now, that's a long stretch. You come up with something, then how do you create it? There's a lot more to it. But the point is, I think all supplements start in personal need. Necessity is the mother of all invention. So if you find something that you need and the industry isn't supplying it to you, and then you find a way to come up with it, then you have a product.
Don't you think you kind of have to have a niche market also? Like, there's so many supplements out there already.
Yeah, so much redundancy.
Uh-huh. We saw that at the Arnold. Don't you think that it has to be something that's
Yeah, it has
unique,
to be different. But
unique.
But again, if you find the need for something and the industry doesn't have it, if you find the need for a supplement and it's not available already in GNC or on the internet, then you have a niche. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not your niche is large is what you need unique to you. If you're a one-legged guy trying to squat, then an apparatus that allows you to squat will only appeal to other people with one leg. So your universe to market to may be small. But if you have a need and you find an answer for that need, and you realize that all your friends complain about the same thing, then the niche is big and you can market to it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, but I think that it starts with necessity is the mother of invention, and I think that's where it starts. But let's do a show on that. Let's do it. Okay. We have any other questions?
No, that's it. Do you have any?
I have something that Thomas R. Scott, he's an avid listener to the show, posted on today's show information on Facebook. He said, I would like to toast my mother who passed away this past Tuesday at 71 years old. A long, hard battle of diabetes and kidney dialysis. It was my own mother that turned my ear up on vitamins as a kid. My family had allergies and asthma, and she turned us for the better through supplements. I still have her decade-old original hard back a copy of Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw's Life Extension, Pure Science. Thank you, Mom, and God bless you. And our wishes go to you, Thomas. Sorry for your loss. And it's nice that she has touched you, because through you, her spirit can live on as you pass on and embrace and actually improve the message that she taught you. You can teach others.
I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Yeah, very, very sorry. And that is the end of Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio today. We've got great shows planned. Don't forget Monday. Fantastic show. If you want to be in the fitness industry, if you're already in the fitness industry, you want to learn how to make money doing it, or you want to become a cover model, Alisa has found a way to teach you. You need to come in for Monday's show, actually. you come up with these shows and then you disappear. You're coming in Monday. She's going to be here Monday, folks. You'll see. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Have a good weekend.